From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday. Chicago police are looking for two people who torched an Englewood home late Sunday night, sending two kids to the hospital. Surveillance video shows someone light an object on fire and throw it into the back of the home in a suspected arson. A man and five children were inside the house on South Carpenter when it went up in flames. A four-year-old boy who was rescued is fighting for his life after suffering from smoke inhalation. Senator Dick Durbin is calling on new safety measures for postal workers, targets of a recent rash of robberies. Durbin wants letter carriers to get wanted posters so they know who or what to watch out for. He also wants convicted mail thieves to go to prison for 10 to 25 years and for the Postal Service to come up with a better option than those master keys for boxes. Fellow Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth announced $900,000 in federal funding to help some of Cook County's tiniest patients. The money will be spent on high-tech equipment for Stroger Hospital's neonatal intensive care unit, including state-of-the-art incubators and infant warmers for premature babies. Wrigleyville is mourning the loss of a local legend. Murphy's Bleachers owner Beth Murphy passed away peacefully yesterday morning. Murphy ran the iconic bar just steps from the ballpark. With her stepsons, known as the heart and soul of the operation, she was 68 years old. After a few morning showers, some sunshine will break through the clouds, but temps will stay on the cool side with highs in the upper 40s. There's a freeze watch overnight. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.